You're up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and to tell our troops thank you.
Well, thank you very much for that. We appreciate it.
Not a problem.
And take care and Merry Christmas to you, too.
You, too.
Bye. Bye. All right. Short one. 539-9750 or 238-0975. You're up.
Actually, I just called to wish Chris good luck.
Why, thank you.
Yep.
Oh, is that the end of your message? Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh.
Take care. Wow, we're not going to have much of a show if our calls are just 5 seconds long each. All right. 539-9750 or 238-0975. By the way, Chris is heading out to Santa Barbara, California to go to film school. Are you in? He's planning. You're planning on the no adult films
right
tract, right?
Correct.
At least now. 5 years from now, you know, if things don't go perfectly, would you be willing?
Not really.
All right. Go ahead. You're up.
Yeah, I remember like a week ago, somebody called in about the cigarette aisle at Walmart. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah, a guy complaining about people who aren't buying cigarettes going to the cigarette.
Yeah, see, you have to buy cigarettes in that aisle. You can't buy them in any other aisle.
Right, yeah.
See, that's bullshit. If you don't smoke, you should get the hell out of the aisle.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Why?
Because there aren't that many people in that aisle. It's not like that line is winding throughout the entire store with people in line because, you know, they're getting cigarettes. I don't think there should be an express lane for people who smoke.
It's not an express lane.
It would be, yeah, it would be in that sense. If you could only buy cigarettes in it.
Well, it's not just for cigarettes. You can buy other stuff, but that's the only aisle that you could buy cigarettes in.
What CD are you jamming out to there in the background?
I don't know. I'm at work. That's some they're listening to in the service shop.
That sounds like some Christmas music or something.
It's beautiful. It makes me want to cry.
Yeah, me too, man.
Me too.
I'm glad someone has some Christmas spirit.
Is Chris there?
Yeah, he's right here, man. Talk to him.
He's not. The professor's not talking.
I'm not.
Why not?
Because I know who you are.
You know who I am?
Yes.
How do you know who I am?
Because I heard you say some very bad words on the radio.
Yeah, man, come on. You can't do us like that.
Hey, Chris, good luck, buddy, with wherever you're going.
Appreciate it.
Matt, you suck as usual.
Yeah, I know. See you later, Tim.
Later, Matt.
God, it took me long enough. Hey there, you got something for Free For All Friday?
Oh, yeah, man. What's up? Hey, Chris, I just wanted to say, hey, good luck, man, and congratulations. Live it up.
Thanks, man. You too.
You're the best.
Thanks for calling, man.
You hung up.
Okay. I'm guessing that's what that was. All right. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say good luck to Chris and, we're going to miss him.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, and I just wanted you to drink one for me on my birthday, Christmas.
Your birthday's on Christmas?
Yeah, and I'm pretty upset you didn't take me out to your Christmas party there, Matt.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
You think you'll get over it or not?
Well, why don't you go and look at, I think I'm like around 75, somewhere around your friends on MySpace.
You know where you're at on my MySpace friends list?
Nice. I think I'm on page 2 or page 3, somewhere around there.
Alright. What was your name?
Angelina.
Alright, Angelina, I'll stalk you a little bit later, okay?
Alright, thanks.
See you.